shortly after 39-year-old Christopher Panagiotos Gigliano was arrested in Haines last November, the Chilkat Valley News spoke with his Chilkat Lake neighbors, who said he and his wife lived in a trailer at the Covenant Life Church before moving to a property at the lake. Federal court documents allege that while he lived at Chilkat Lake, Scigliano recruited minors to visit Haines that he had previously groomed for exploitation while living in Idaho. Prosecutors also say they seized his cell phone, which contains evidence of his sexual abuse of at least one of those minors. Investigators also claim to have a laptop containing more images and videos of child exploitation that were downloaded from the internet. Two adults and one minor approached law enforcement in Idaho to discuss alleged abuse by Scigliano early last year. Their families lived off-grid, participated in organic farming and church services with the suspect. Investigators say the three young men wanted to make sure Scigliano didn't continue his pattern of abuse. The investigation conducted by the Bonner County Sheriff's Department in Idaho wrapped up last September, and Haines police, assisted by a Bonner County detective, arrested Scigliano without incident on his property at Chilkat Lake. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott says there are still some loose ends to his department's investigation into the suspect's activities over the last 5 years while he was in Haines.
I would say this is somewhat a complex investigation, dealing with multiple regions, one being Bonner County in Idaho, the second being Haines, Alaska, and then the third being the FBI from a more federal side. We are very close to completing that investigation and submitting our findings to our district attorney out of Juneau.
Scigliano was transferred from Haines to Lemon Creek Correctional Facility in Juneau. He was then extradited to Idaho to face state charges of child exploitation last November. About 5 months later, an Idaho judge ordered him released on a $105,000 bond into the custody of Rick Fegley. As a condition of his release, he wore a location monitor and had to be constantly supervised. When federal agents learned that Scigliano was out of jail, they moved ahead quickly with their investigation and rearrested him at the residence he was confined to on July 23rd, arguing he's a serial predator. As of August 19th, he has been detained by U.S. Marshals in Idaho, who plan to bring him back to Alaska to face federal charges brought by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage. On July 28th, Scigliano's defense attorney made yet another plea to have his client remanded to third-party custody. It's the same chaperone Scigliano was released to in Idaho, Rick Fegley. Fegley is offered up his condominium in Las Vegas, Nevada, for a place to stay while Scigliano awaits trial. Calls and emails to Scigliano's Anchorage attorney, John Cashian, were not returned. However, according to Bonner County investigators, since Scigliano missed a recent court appearance in Idaho while in federal custody, the Idaho judge has issued a no-bail bench warrant. That means he likely won't be released to house arrest without being rearrested in Bonner County. Investigators in Idaho say they worry that since Scigliano has a long history of living off-grid, he is a flight risk. The case continues. With additional reporting from Corinne Smith in Haines, I'm Mike Swayze.